from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Text line lighting up.
Rich.
Yeah. 37937.
Am I not enunciating properly? Maybe not.
What was your bobblehead for Grady Sizemore again?
Surfing Sizemore.
Surfing space.
Sizemore, where he's on a surfboard. He's not even wearing a baseball uniform. It's really crazy. And he's on a surfboard.
No and baseball uniform would fit what people thought you were saying.
Yeah, I was not saying circumcise more. I was saying surfing size more. But maybe I talk too fast sometimes.
Numerous texts.
Yeah, there are a lot of people thought I was saying
37937. Did you say circumcise more?
Which would be a wild giveaway. Which would be just an insane giveaway. Like, leave it to...
Speaking of the White Sox, what did they do? They gave away, like, free beers or something like that in the 70s? Like crazy like that.
Yeah.
Where,
just to get people in the ballpark?
Yeah, and like people, I think it was the White Sox. Yeah. Like mixing that up, there was also the famous disco night where fans just like took it over.
They also rigged the World Series one year.
The White Sox?
Yeah.
Oh, Rothstein, long
time ago.
Rothstein was all over it. Now, what is that a Boardwalk Empire reference?
Yo, it's also real life.
No, but I'm saying, but you knew Arnold Rothstein because of...
Oh, I'm a learned man.
Are you?
I'm well read.
Or is that a Boardwalk Empire reference?
I was a history minor, Jones. I'll have
Were you?
Know. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't minor in anything.
I showed up
halfway through my. I put all my cards in the comm basket.
No, I didn't say that.
I don't need a foot in the history world.
We actually were forced to have a minor.
Oh, interesting.
That's how Hobart and most, I guess, liberal arts schools work. So.
I showed up my senior year. Yeah. I go, hey, I'm thinking about minoring. They're like, hey, it's too late.
Too late.
Yeah, they're like, where you been the last at Northeastern's 5-year school?
Yeah, so U.S. history.
The last 4 years, they go, where you been for 4 years?
Yeah, like,
most people have graduated by now. You want a minor now?
Yeah. So Arnold Rothstein though was also portrayed in Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah.
And yeah, he was the mastermind behind the 1919 Black Sox, Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Yeah, so it was not circumcised more.
Nope, surfing. He's on a surfboard. Why? Who knows?
But I agree, that would be a wild giveaway.
Crazy. Well, they lose a few more games this year. Yeah. They might think about it.
Half off hot dogs. That's quite a giveaway.
They are tracking. I was looking this up earlier.
Uh-huh.
The most losses for a Major League Baseball team.
Sure.
So the Chicago White Sox right now have 109 losses,
mm-hmm.
with a big 3-game set coming up against the Red Hot Red Sox.
Yep.
Now, the Cleveland Spiders currently have the most losses. They accomplished this feat in 1899. This is pre-Black Sox, way before the Black Sox.
Yeah.
They lost 134 games in 154-game season.
That's tough to do.
Say that again? 134 losses. They only won 20 games. So... The 1962 Mets.
That's going to be a Patriots-esque winning percentage. 134 out of 154?
Yeah, it's not good. They lost 87% of their games that year.
Yeah.
The New York Mets in 1962 went 40-120.
Not good.
They played 2 games less than they do now, and they went 40-120. The record in a 162-game season didn't happen all that long ago. It was the 2003 Tigers.
Like Mike Moroth.
The first guy I think of was honestly Mike Moroth. Yeah, they had all these pitchers that just...
Weaver? Was there a young Jared Weaver on that team?
Maybe, but they had guys in their rotation that just wore it. Was Nate Robertson in there, maybe?
Sounds right.
They all just...
Yeah, all the young pitchers
They were in the rotation the whole year.
Got their brains beaten in.
They just lost, like, every game.
Yeah.
Let me look this up, because they were... So, 2003...
Mike Moroth, one time.
They were 43-119. It's unbelievable.
That's not good.
But so they will, they could get there, this White Sox team.
Oh, easy.
They had Mike Moroth, who went 9-21 that year.
Nice.
He was the worst.
Nice.
Nick Cornejo, 6-17.
Not familiar
Oh,
with
Jeremy Bonderman. That's who I was thinking of.
Yeah, that might have been who
Bonderman
I was thinking of.
Bonderman went 6-19.
I said Jared Weaver. Jeremy Bonderman. Yeah. That sounds right.
They had three guys, like, just wear these lots. They were healthy. They just pitched them every game.
Yeah.
All their starters had ERAs. Like high four, 5.5, 6, and they just played every game.
Every game. They said, we're just going to suck, which is to a degree what the White Sox are doing. They're just like, we're going to suck. They're not going to throw their pitchers every game.
They did have Dimitri Young.
Ooh.
Remember the Dimitri Hook?
Yeah.
29 bombs that year.
Yeah.
Was a lost season for him.
Dimitri Young,
yeah.
I believe his brother, Delmon Young?
Delmon Young was his brother.
Very, very big prospect.
Yep. Former Northeastern great Carlos Pena was on that squad.
Oh, Carlos Pena, I got a bit of a gripe with him.
You don't like Pena?
Well, I hate to say this as a proud Husky alum, but I had him cornered a few times at Fenway Park. All right? Yeah, I said, hey man,
off to a good start.
Yeah,
seriously, I cornered him.
Never corner a cat. Guy played for the Tigers.
So I said, hey,
day one stuff.
Yeah, no, I liked it. I said, hey, you got a few minutes to chat after?
He said,
BP.
No, I'm good.
No, he said, yeah, come meet me here.
Really?
I'll be here in the clubhouse.
He was very gracious with his time.
Didn't show.
No showed you.
No showed.
Classic, I'll meet you at the old 7th green at 7 thing or whatever, the 9th green at 9.
Classic ball player. I'll call it at noon. Classic.
Yeah.
Classic.
So you never got your one-on-one with Carlos Pena?
No, in fact, the next day, I go back, I say,
Hey, Carlos,
remember we were supposed to meet yesterday? He's like, no, I got you today. Same thing.
What, he did it twice?
Yes.
I think it's actually worse for you. Fool me once, shame on you.
No, it's on me.
Twice, shame
no,
on
I
me.
Agree. It's on me.
But so you tried to...
Working my Northeastern connections. Hey, Carlos. You know
what it's kind of similar to? It's not the same, but you know what it's similar to?
What?
Back-to-back weeks trying to talk to Lou Maloney at 12 on Friday. Same thing.
It's true.
Same thing.
So Lou Maloney...
We're efforting.
Lou Maloney scheduled
to
join us circa high noon.
Circa now.
So we're going to talk to Mike and Wenyu, fingers crossed.
Yep.
At 12:30 here on Patriots Friday. There's been a lot of discussion about the Patriots and tanking. Number one, do you think they are tanking, Keith? Like, is this like a quiet quit, a soft tank?
Yeah.
Is that what's going on? And would it be smart for them to, we've gotten a bunch of feedback on this, calls, texts.
Yeah.
Lose a bunch of games, get the highest pick next year.
So,
are they doing that? Should they do that?
Yeah, I don't think they're really doing that. I think they have a pretty bad roster, and I think... You and I happen to disagree with the quarterback plan, but it's very split. Like, there are a lot of people on the other side, isn't there? Like, I recognize that there are people that are like, hey, start the veteran for a little bit and then turn it over to the rookie. And so I don't think they're tanking. Also, I think tanking in football doesn't happen a ton because of the nature of the schedule compared to the other leagues. And in a year where there isn't Andrew Luck or Peyton Manning or even a Caleb Williams sitting there, I think you're less likely to quote unquote tank.
Well, and you just drafted your quarterback, right?
Right. So I don't think you're doing that. I think Bledsoe's a good example, actually. 93. You sucked out loud in 92. You got the number one pick. You played him right away. He got hurt, came back, and then it was a good thing that they won their final four games. Like, that was a great thing. It screwed up their draft prospect, but I don't think anybody was talking about that because you were saying, look, the rookie quarterback looks pretty good, and now in 94 we might be better off. So I don't think they're tanking, and I know some people would suggest, well, they traded Matt Judon for a third-round pick. All right, but if you're also talking about the future as well as the present, did you want to sink a lot of money into Matt Judon, who is a good player, but you played a lot of games with out last year, and you still had a pretty good defense. So but I don't think they're tanking. I think they have a bad roster. I think they're going to lose a lot of games. I also think you're crazy to think, like, would you rather have the second pick or the sixth pick? Like, everybody in the world would rather have the second pick.
Right.
But I also want them, to try. I want them to win as many games. They're just not going to win many because of the roster.
Well, and the reason I ask, Elliot Wolf was asked about this by Andrew Callahan in the Boston Herald. We referenced some aspects of this story the other day.
Yep.
Aspects.
Careful.
Circumcise more. And he told Andrew Callahan in the Herald, I think that tanking cheats the game. We would never get in a situation where we think that's the right way to go. That's not what the NFL is all about. That's not what pro football is all about, blah, 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 blah. So, like, how dare you, that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's not as prevalent as the other sports.
Okay, not week one. And I think you said it best. If you get into December and your season's over, and really where the Patriots were at last year, all right, fine, Zappy, go out there, do your thing, let's see what you got, and let's lose some games. Now, ironically, the Patriots actually picked up a few wins late, including the one you lament in Denver,
yeah,
where Chad Ryland bombed that kick.
That hurt.
But to me, you ended up with Drake May anyway. That's who I wanted, so no harm, no foul there. If you wanted Jaden Daniels or you thought you had a crack at Caleb Williams, mm-hmm. well, then tough. But Drake May is who I wanted. So I don't go back and relitigate that all that much. But I do think late in the year, if you want to root for the Patriots to tank and get the best pick available, I get that. And maybe there's value in that at the end of the year. In the meantime, you should try to win. You don't want Jalen Polk out there getting his ass kicked by 50 points every week. You want Jalen Polk being a productive player in competitive games. Not that I expect him to win a bunch of games, but in competitive games. And you should try to win your six games this year, as we talked about. That's what I think they're going to win. A little bit of progress from last year. Feel like you're on to something with Jerod Mayo. The players start to trust that you're on to something with the coaching staff. That would be better for the team than the number one pick, especially now that you have, we think, your quarterback. If you were quarterbackless, this is a year ago, I'd say, I want the number one pick. I want the best pick possible. I want the QB. I think you now have the QB, so I feel less strongly about the tanking than I would have the year after Brady was gone, where I'm like, whatever, I lose every game possible. I want the highest pick possible. I want some of these quarterbacks in that draft. Turns out none of them can play, Mac Jones included.
No.
But that's what I wanted that year.
Yep.
Now that I think you have the quarterback, I care less about the tanking, and I hope the Patriots aren't.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Everybody would rather have the higher pick, and whether you take a player there or you trade down, you get your assets, great. Like, everybody would trade up. If you had nothing to give up for it, you would. But for the point of the season, I think they're going to take this roster, and they are going to try to win as many games as possible. And we'll see how that all plays out. I can't imagine it's too many. Hopefully, we get to a point where the best players are the ones that are on the field, right? Like, you don't take it too slow with the rookies. Hopefully Drake May is out there specifically, but even the other guys, you know, there's been off and on conversation about, like, do they ease in Jalen Polk? It's like, well, I hope not.
Yeah. Why?
Now, maybe Baker, maybe Baker's not ready for it.
That one makes more sense.
He's not, but like Polk should be one of your two best receivers or three best receivers on the team.
Javon Baker can't catch, it turns out.
Yeah.
And he also,
a bit of a wild card.
So you want to manage him.
Yeah.
Fine. Fourth round pick. I get it. Xavier Worthy, on a team that might three-peat, is out there making an impact. Jalen Polk should be allowed to play and make an impact in week one, starting on Sunday against the Bengals. He should be.
I also think that baseball teams do it all the time, and that is just a slow, long death of a season.
White Sox are doing it.
White Sox are doing it. Like, the Astros did it for a while. Sure. The Orioles did it for a while. The Rays did it for a while. Yeah. And it's all kind of worked in a way for a lot of the Royals. Like, they all kind of got, like, a reward later on for it. Basketball, I mean, as Celtics fans, we've seen it twice, three times, actually, as a Celtics fan, just with the C's, let alone the Sixers and all these other teams doing it. And that one can be real bad. Because you can be like the Celtics, have a bad roster but a really good player in Paul Pierce, then you're like, ah, actually, we're going to sit him. Like, that's just in your face. We are tanking. Yeah. The Spurs have done it. A lot of teams have done it. Football's tricky. You know, football's a weird one because a couple years ago, the Houston Texans were on their way to the number one pick. They were about to fire Lovie Smith. Lovie Smith's like, well, what am I tanking for? So he wins the last game of the season. Then they fire him. They go
would
from
have
one
taken
to two.
Bryce Young.
So, but that they backed into that one. They got their guy.
Yep.
I only remember this because my buddy's a Bills fan. But the year of the Cam Newton draft, they started the year 0-8. Like where Cam Newton was in college, right? So he was going to be the number one pick. They were 0-8. Then they were 2-10. And then he's like, here we go. They're in line for the number one pick. They won two of their final four games. Screwed him out of the number one pick. They got Marcell Dareus, who's like fine, but they grabbed like a D tackle and they needed a quarterback. So that's where I'm with you. Like, if you get to
your
December,
the same thing. You're 2-11, 2-10 in December.
All right, now
start tanking. Yes,
now you need to when there's a player like that, yes. Like this Patriots team, maybe less so.
No, I don't care
for the quarterback. You need to figure it out.
Like, look, especially if it's still Brissett.
Yeah.
Like if there's Drake May out there, I might feel differently and come talk to me in December. But like philosophically. There's four or five games left. Tank them. Get a higher pick so I can get the best wide receiver or I can get the best tackle. I'm not doing that now in week one. And Elliott Wolf told the Boston Herald the Patriots are not doing that. Right move, wrong move. Do you agree with it?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.